Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Yay! Yeah, I like it. It's that Vogue thing, right? Yeah, we're voguing. Don't you want to Vogue? I think you should Vogue.
I don't
Tiffany
think I'm doing it
is
right.
voguing. We just can't see Tiffany, but she's voguing.
She's voguing. I'm sure she is.
So if you are new to the show and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm watching the girls live, and you're all excited because we get all excited.
We
Just
do.
so you know, Tiffany is in the background. She is watching all of your comments and she is setting those aside for me. So if you would like for her to read your comment, and of course, we can't get to them all, but we will get to as many as possible.
Comment or question?
Question.
Yeah,
Thank you.
okay.
Yes, your question. If you would like for her to read your question to us, write in capital letters, Tiffany, and maybe even put some hearts and some rainbows
Oh,
in there. That would be
yeah,
nice.
easing it out.
Yeah. And we never did get a doorbell thing going, but I'm still hearing about that. I love that one where you guys were ringing the doorbell. So we're going to do it. Yeah. So get your chats on, and we want to say hello to everybody that's in there.
Yeah, please let us know where you're coming from, because that I'm telling you, I get such a high on that. Just seeing where you're from, and like we said before, you're pinging light every time you do that. You are putting out your light and where in your part of the world, and that is connecting that energetic grid. It's showing it where it is, and it's putting that all around the world. So really, really cool, and that's why I get such a high,
She
is
gets
just
high.
seeing them. I do get high. Seeing
Your
where you're
drug?
from.
My drug is where you're from. I'm doing something wrong in the stream because I can't find our chat. So we're gonna solely rely on Tiffany today.
Oh, that's fun. So you're, see, I was wanting to come up with something. It's like, what do we want to talk about in the beginning? And that's a fantastic thing to talk about, because I was just talking to someone earlier today about the kind of the same thing. So it's like control issues and maybe some trust issues, some things like that. I think those things keep coming up in general for people, I think. So those are things we're working on. And so I love it if your stuff is not there. So you have to trust Tiffany. You have to let go and let her do her thing.
I'm telling you, it's not letting me sign on. I'm not finding the right sign on, maybe is what. Anyways,
So maybe you just let it go.
I'm gonna let it go. I really have to let it go. Can we sing it?
Let it go. That's all I know of is I don't know all the words. I've never seen that movie. Can you believe that?
What?
I have not seen that
Oh my
movie.
gosh.
One or two. I think there's two, right?
Is that that's the Frozen one, right? Oh my gosh, I cried in Frozen too.
I've not watched it. It's probably because my daughter's all grown up and I don't have anybody to take to the movie.
Watched it alone.
Well, I just
Oh my
didn't.
gosh.
I don't know. I just didn't go see it. I see
Oh my
other
gosh.
things.
I think Frozen 2. Okay, let's. Oh, I don't know.
We're gonna let it go.
But we're gonna let it go. We're just gonna let Tiffany be. They're messaging us to see if Tracy needs help getting logged on.
Yeah, we're
But we're just
gonna.
gonna let it go. I think Frozen 2 was modeled after your mom's work, is what I think, because there's so many elements to actually they're looking for the five elements, and the four elements, of course, are earth, air, water, fire. It's the fifth one. I'm telling you need to watch it.
Okay.
And
Well,
and I loved it because I kept getting that message about the healing waters returning and stuff, and
that's right.
this has a lot of information about water holding memory and all the things, and it was just like watching it was cool. I think you should watch it. So what do you guys think? And we'll have to wait for Tiffany to answer that question because I don't see your chats. But what do you guys think? Should Julia watch Frozen and Frozen 2? It was Frozen 2, but you want to have the concept. So you're going to kind of have to sit through them
Have to
both.
watch them both.
Yeah. You're going to have to get dedicated. I like it.
For some reason, that one just never stood out to me to go watch. when I go see my daughter, when I go see Tiffany, we will catch up on things. But for some reason, we never watched that one. We saw Mulan. We saw there were several new ones. So we saw all those.
Yeah. there's so many really cool movies out there that just talk about all these different energies and different things. Mm-hmm. So people say, yes, yes, you have to watch it.
Okay.
The all vote right. has happened. It's happening.
I will go see it. I will. I'll probably find it. Just watch it
right in your own home.
Yeah, exactly. I will see it is what yeah. I should. I will see it.
You should let the fish in your fish tank watch it too, because it's about water. The second one. Okay, you guys. Do you want us to talk about today? Yeah. Letting go is a good theme, because I know we're in a full moon. You know, we just had the full moon.
Yes.
And
let's bring that in. And full moons and new moons are all about that's when you put out there what it is you want, because you're manifesting. And so, what's coming in is, you know how the light from the full moon, it floods everything. So it enlightens.
Oh, there things. We go.
Yeah. So it's shedding light on. And so to me, it's like it's pushing out anything. So that's part of that letting go thing. You know, let's just move it on out.
Move it out, guys. One of the things that I have noticed, and I think one of the channels that I watched talked about, you know, each sign's going to have a little different reaction to what's going on, because it's where does it hit it in your sign.
Right.
But overall, it sounded like there was just going to be a lot of, as you were saying, light put on that thing that hasn't healed yet. Or, you know, it's like it's going to, whatever is happening is there to create the old wounds to resurface again, see where you're at with it. So if you're going through stuff and you feel like you're getting hit in left field and right field and you're getting it in all directions, it's because it's not going to let up until you can move past this, heal this piece. So,
look at it, see what it's trying to show you.
Yeah. Like my phone was trying to show me that I hadn't muted it yet. I know. So shall we ring the bell? See if there's any questions?
Any visitors, Tiffany? I didn't hear ding dong. Oh, simultaneously.
Ready? Ding dong. Oh, what is that? I thought we were on the same wave. Wow. I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm going to say this. I did this the other morning, yesterday morning. I sat and meditated, and I was seeing all this energy, and I put all of us, meaning our little group that we have, in this elevated place and spinning everybody around and all this fun energy. I said, okay, you guys, I'm saying hi to you. So I want you to text me back if you got the bat signal, right? Within 5 minutes, wouldn't it be fun? Monica Dunn sent me a text and said, hey, thinking about you. How you doing?
So, very cool.
I just want to say it's fun to play with that stuff, you guys. Just put some people in your thoughts and send them some energy and see if you can hear from them. Just play. Okay. Ding dong.
Oh, hello. Welcome. let's see here. I'm not sure I can go with the theme of letting go, but we can figure out what we got here.
All right.
This is a question is everything pre-planned for us? Is there anything we can do that can change our course, or are we set before birth?
Let it go. See, we can make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good question, because it's like, yeah, we have fate, we have these things. Okay, we have our plan that we make before we come in. And that plan, it's like a blueprint. We can look at it that way. It's a blueprint. It's a basic plan. Yeah. And then as we're in there, you know how when you, okay, if you're on a trip, you have maybe a basic plan for what you want your trip to be. But as you're on the way, you might decide on some little side road things that you do, or little other things. You're building a house. You have your blueprint of what you basically want to do. But as you get going, it's like, you know, I think I might like this a little bit different. Let me move this around. You can do certain things. So see, you can you do things. I always say we have experiences, you know, all anything experiences you have on the way are side, they're like side trips, you know, and they're extra, maybe extracurricular. I don't know, but it's just other things that we do. We have a basic plan for what we want to accomplish. And there in that plan, there are some specific things like meetings and, you know, contracts that we've made with people. It's like, I want to get up, meet up with you at this point to at some point, you know, so it's like, there's a general idea to accomplish this, you know, so it's like you have a plan, but it's not down to the minute, second, anything like that.
Here's something that I notice in my plan is when somebody fades out, somebody else is coming in. It's very synchronistic. It's like, so if you guys feel like somebody's leaving your orb, be mindful, because it means somebody else is coming in and there's some new beginning waiting there for you. So not to worry, you know, something in the bigger design is coming in. But yeah, like the pivotal moments, those, there's just like these certain little nuggets that are going to happen. And then you get to co-create in between all of that. So,
right. Exactly. And that's the creation part. That's what I wanted to get to, because like, can we do anything? Absolutely. You can shift things around.
Yeah.
Those things, I love to watch these movies that play with this subject, because you'll notice there are certain events, they might do a bunch of different timelines, like they're going down different ones within, you know, it's the same person, but it's a different timeline with events. And you'll see some of the characters move around. They don't always have the same roles. Or maybe an event. See, an event, usually it's like there will be specific things that have to happen. It's like those will be there, but the things around them might have shifted. And that's fun to watch. And it's like, so pay attention to that. That's about how much we're tied into these plans. You know, it's like these certain things we get said, okay, I want to accomplish this. I want to do this with you. I want to meet up at whatever, you know, so that we can do, you know, because we have plans with people, with other souls that we have made. So we want to do that. But outside of that, then it's like, okay, what do I want to do here? Now that I'm here, what else do I want to do? And that's where we can spread our wings and expand and create.
Makes me think of, and I can't think of the name of the movie, and it's an older movie, but he was a bicycle, like did bicycle delivery in like New York or something like that. And the scene would be, you know, he'd pick up the package and then the scene would be in his mind. He would be looking while he's riding. He'd be looking and he would see all the different directions he could go to get that package to where it was supposed to be. And, you know, it's like, if I go this way, nope, that guy's going to open his door. I'll hit it. I'll fly off. If I go this way, then I'm going to get stuck by the red light. If I go that way, that seems pretty clear. I'm going to do that. And to me, that's like us picking our timelines. It's like, which timeline do you want to be on? And when we pause and we can, and we put some looking into it, you know, and that's like, you know, when I do the readings, if someone's saying what's happening in my future, it's like, well, this is just one potential outcome.
Right.
We're going to look at your energy and, you know, and if they're saying, oh, should I do this job or this job? Well, let's look at the potential of both, you know, you know, there's no wrong decision. So let's just see what that would look like with each one. If there's one that maybe feels more favorable, but yeah, you got all these different options. You're still getting packaged from point A to point B, but you have all these different pathways to get it there.
Yes.
So which one do you choose?
Fantastic analogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're not taught to see that the future. It's like our present. This is why they always say stay in the present, because the present is the only like fixed point. If you even have that, the past is malleable, because when we do things now in the present, it affects the past. Yeah. The future is always affected by what we do in our present. See, the present is the only one that we are really ever working with.
Right. Good point. All right. So you guys are going to get out a pencil, paper. You're going to write down that you're going to watch Frozen 1 and 2. And then you're going to look for the bicycle movie, because I don't know the name of it. And we're just going to give a movie list.
Bicycle timelines? What would be a keyword?
I'm going to try and search this movie with bicycle delivery, right?
And there'll be 42 movies coming up.
Yeah. Okay, let's just see what comes up. I think I found it.
So funny. We all need to watch this now. She's doing this. We got to watch this.
Yeah. So I'm going to go through looking it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's definitely the right.
I have all my movies. Yeah,
Premium Rush. Premium Rush is what it's called.
Premium Rush.
Yeah.
Okay.
And trying to see what that actor's name is. Because it's Joseph something here. You guys are all so patiently waiting. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That sound right? Premium Rush. That's the movie. So Premium Rushing and
Frozen.
All right. One and two. All right.
My weekend set.
Ready? Are we ready?
Oh yeah.
Ready? Ding yep. Dong. We're gonna get
you guys need to work on that.
We do. Hey, we've been off for a couple of weeks. We're out of sync.
That's true.
Yeah, we're getting back in the groove.
I thought this one was kind of interesting. Can we impact the physical world through our dreams?
Ooh. Mm. You know, because when we go in our dreams, we are actually in the real reality. So, I mean, where we think we go, I mean, like this is the real one. And then we go to sleep and go to this fantasy world in our dreams. That one's actually the real one. This is the dream. This is the one where we're asleep. Yeah. So I would say, I mean, that's where we play things out is we're going over there and kind of rehearsing and doing a lot of things in that realm. So
I'm going to flat out just say yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Funny, I was just going to do that joke. I was going to say, let's just say yes.
Yes, you can, especially if you're like into the dream analogy where you can look up the dream and you realize, oh, this is symbolizing I'm stuck somewhere. So now I'm not stuck anymore. There you impacted your reality.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Are we ready?
Ding dong.
There's a delay. There's a delay.
It was closer.
Ding dong. Okay. All right.
How can a person mitigate negative karma?
Mitigate negative karma.
Just take the word negative out of it.
Yeah, it's karma. I mean, we're back to the let it go thing.
Yeah.
Karma, okay.
Let go of...
I don't know if this karma is coming from, because Kai and I did two shows on karma this morning, and I don't know if this is some leftover, you know, some from that, you know,
rollover, yeah,
right, rolling over. But what we were saying there, what I was saying is, I was told it's been quite a while that ago that you know karma is done, and this slate was wiped clean, and then now what we're operating on, it's no longer that karmic system; it is now cause and effect, so that we are taking responsibility for things that are happening in our world. We are the ones that are causing things. When we do something, there will be an effect, positive, negative, whatever. It's just, you know, this, you do something, it causes something to happen. Take responsibility for it. So where before it was always, yeah, something negative, you got to get positive or vice versa. You know, it's like all this keeping track system and where's the word? It just left me. But equalizing, always keeping things in balance. And what I got this morning, which is really, really cool, was that that system had to be let go in order for us to be able to move higher. Because as long as you're always trying to do this equalize, then you can't, it's really hard for you to go higher because you'd always have to be doing something to counter it. Does that make sense? And so it's like, that's gone. Now you're the one that's responsible for what you think, what you do, what you say, and all your actions. And this is what's going forward and where you're going and you're creating. So see, you can go now rather than always this and kind of balance all the time, which is nice. It's nice. That's what the universe wants. We want all that. But now we want to ascend, right? Yes. So we want to get better and better and better and better, whatever. Not like the word better, but it's like,
but if you think about it, so letting go of judgment, bringing in forgiveness, what's the best way for me to do that? I think to myself, really, really upset with this person. They really, you know, did me wrong, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. And I'm stewing on that. Now present myself with the question, do you want to forgive that? Or do you want to come back in another life and do it again, play this out? And exactly. I don't want to play it out again. So that gets me to a quick forgiveness.
Quickly, I was going to say, that's usually all it takes. Is you want to
forgiving self, forgiving them, for letting go of the judgment. Judgment plays a big part in this.
Right.
Ego, you know, trying to be right, whatever that might be. So just check in with yourself, because it's always about you anyway. So
absolutely. So yeah, we're not in that, and anything that might look like it's karma, and this is what came through when I got the message that we're off. It's like we stepped off. All you have to do is step off the treadmill. It's a treadmill that we've been walking on, and you just step off of it. And if you still have things in your life that look like karma, they said that's just habit. It's things that you're doing out of habit because you've been doing them for eons.
Yeah.
So it's
lifetimes.
Just you.
Lifetimes. Yeah. Lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No more.
Yeah. So this is yours. You don't, we're not playing the karma game anymore. So now it's just step off of it and take responsibility for whatever is going on in your life, and know that it's coming from your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your beliefs. And then
that's
work with
huge.
That. That's
you.
Huge. It, yes, absolutely. That's you. And so now, what do you do? See, that's the best news you can ever get, is to say, that's you. To me, and some people, oh no, I can't take that. I don't know. But that's the best thing anybody can say, is you're the one that's doing this, because you're the only one that you have any control over. You are the only one that can control. I can't control my mouth, but I can control what this is thinking. So you're the only one that can change that. You can change what this appear thinks, what this allows into it to create from. Our beliefs are created from our thoughts and our words and everything that we've been around. We are the only ones that can change that for ourselves.
Now, I'm just going to claim that thing that we couldn't understand her say maybe was light language.
Oh.
The blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
They have spoken. Oh, my gosh. We've been watching The Mandalorian, and they say this is the way. And so guess what's big in our house right now?
This is the way.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we ready? I'm going to just count down from, 1, 2, 3.
That'll never work. Okay.
Ready? Go for it. 1, 2, 3.
Ding, ding dong.
That was closer. Much closer.
Much closer. Yeah.
All right.
We'll get there.
The Tiffany you're looking for. I'm just kidding. Okay. Hi, Julia from Queensland, Australia. I'm just about done reading Dolores's books for the third time.
Wow.
I've been wondering, what is the triangle project your mother mentioned briefly in one of her books?
Oh, you're going to have to give me some context. I do not remember a triangle project.
Okay. Well, we'll go on. She continues on. Maybe she'll answer.
Wait, Tiffany, did you know the answer to that?
No.
triangle project.
Never know.
And then... they say that they would love to see a close-up of the silver and turquoise ring, and do any of you wear it now?
We don't wear it. It is still in our possession, though.
Hmm. So much
it was mom's ring. It was mom's ring.
Yeah.
So.
Beautiful. All right.
Well, triangle.
Tiffany, you're going to have to give us some more.
Yep. Okay. So... has anyone else had things disappear and never to return? It's happening to me a lot. Wouldn't want to buy a new car, or I might jump timelines and it'll be gone.
Hopefully the payment on that will be too.
Oh yeah.
I still have this payment, but
that's a good question. Is anybody else seeing that happen? Because you know what's happening, obviously, by the way you phrase that question. You know that you're moving dimensions and timelines. But that's wonderful. That's a good question. Anybody else noticing that these things are happening to you, or that you're noticing them? Sometimes it's happening and we're not even aware of it.
And isn't it fun when you're looking for something, and you look right where you put it and it's not there, and you're getting stressed out and you're looking all over the place. You finally give up and go do whatever you're going to do. And you come back and it's right where you remember it being.
Looked 15 times.
Came back to that.
Yes.
So,
yeah. But you know, there are things going on. There are things going on right now. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, that's something personal that, oh yeah, glasses.
Well, I literally had a pair of glasses. So when I'm up close, I don't need them. These are for far away. So when you guys don't see me wear these, but when I'm reading something, you know, it's constantly, I'm doing the thing, you know, putting them up and down. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently I took them off at one point and set them down on the countertop. And I was looking all over for them, you know, doing the pap ahead, and we were doing some cleaning and packing. And so I was looking through all the boxes and everything. And I look over at the countertop, and I kid you not, I saw them materialize. And, you know, it's one of those things where you think, did I just see that?
Yeah, did I
really? Like, it wasn't there, and then it kind of like fades in. And I'm like, And you know darn well, I've already looked at that countertop, and there was nothing else on the countertop, so it would be easy to find them.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've had the experiences, and I'm sure others, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like the question is it happening more than it's like she's having? Sounds like maybe something that you're doing within, I don't know, what you're, you know, that maybe is moving you. It feels like you're doing something that's causing you to go in and out or into other, if you're not ever seeing them again, that means you're moving timelines, moving dimensions, and not coming back to the other.
Not coming back, yeah. And you're probably doing it intentionally so that you'll notice.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to get your attention about it.
Mm-hmm. We did that together.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So we do these things. Mm-hmm. You know, we set ourselves up. We want to do things that we will get our attention with to prove it to ourselves. And then we question it when it happens. It's like your glasses. Did it really happen? What's going on here? Yeah, you did it. You asked for it. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. You're at the top of the coolest tonight. That's neat. Do we have the ding dong, or are you just
I wanted to hop back to the triangle. So the individual said spirit told your mom that she herself was engaged in the triangle project. I don't know if that helps.
What book is this in? This is not ringing a bell. Triangle.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. There were a couple here about meditation. I think that's come up before. So the typical one, I have a problem relaxing when I try to meditate. What is the best way to meditate? We'll start with that one.
What is the best way? So you have trouble relaxing when meditating. I kind of do that with my little ADD mind that wants to go all over the place. So for me, my best meditation is like moving meditation, walking, driving a car, doing dishes, doing stuff around the house. And just, I don't play music. I just let it be quiet. And that's when I get a lot of real good insights when I do that.
That's really a good point, because what they're saying is, I think this is about expectations of what it's supposed to look like and what you think is supposed to happen. So here we go back to the let it go thing. Let that go and just be still with yourself, and just like this, just do anything that brings you peace and brings you quiet and brings you whatever. Just, you're going to a tranquil place. But when you do these activities like Tracy's talking about, we don't do them necessarily to meditate. We just do them, and then we get into them. Next thing we know, you know, all this time has passed or whatever, or you're alone with your thoughts and you're just engrossed in that. See, that's just you going into that space voluntarily without any pushing yourself. Meditation is not something to force yourself to do. It's something to allow yourself and do it with. It might be you have to do it some other way. Let go of what you think it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense, because we're so individual in the way we do things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the way it is with everything in life. If we could let go of trying to look like, I need it to look like what Julia is doing, or what Tiffany is doing, or I need it to look like what I saw, you know, on TV in that meditation program. When we let that go with anything in our life, and just start going into being our authentic selves. That sounds great. Do we want to take the caller?
Sure.
All right. It's about to get lively in here. We have a caller. How do we know when the caller's on?
She's on. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking to?
Okay. Mystery.
Share something. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes.
I don't have a question, but I wanted to share something, because the person called in about the Triangle Project.
Yes.
And I was umming and ahhing about sharing the story, but I'm in the middle of doing the level one QHHT training, and
wonderful.
Have been using Dolores's pyramid of light technique. Yes. When I go to bed.
Right.
And so I've been putting one around my bed when I go to sleep, but then I also put one around the apartment building that we're in. Uh-huh. And not sure if you're aware, but Montreal just had a really intense ice storm. So about a million people are without power.
Yeah.
But there's a tiny triangle around our apartment where there's power. So we have power, and all our neighbors are using candles at night.
Look at
so
you.
So I thought that was just...
So
yeah, I just wanted to share it, because the person called up earlier with the triangle mm-hmm. project. I was like, I know this is not necessarily it.
You have one.
Right.
There's triangle speaking.
But that shows how powerful that pyramid of light is. And that's like, I put it around. Yeah. I do the same thing. I put it around my house. I always put it around the planes when I'm traveling. Put it around the car. You know, just I have perpetual pyramids of light around everything. Yeah. Why not?
This is so beautiful. Yeah. I love it. And just having, I'm doing the level one training, and I'm just really loving it. Life has done a complete turnaround. So I'm really grateful.
Welcome to the family.
Yes.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
So wonderful. And what was your name?
Drew.
Drew.
Drew in Montreal.
Drew.
And if you have power, you have Drew to thank for that.
Yeah. I know. It's so great. Very cool. It's really beautiful.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your show. I'm enjoying listening.
Thank you.
You want to do the next ding dong? I think Drew should do ding dong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So you need
to
ding dong, Tiffany.
Uh huh.
1, 2, 3, ding dong.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Going back to meditating, this individual says, asks why does my vision go blurry after meditating?
Because you were deeper than you thought. It was one thing. Goes blurry. What happened in the meditation? See, your vision goes blurry when there's something that you're not really wanting to see, not really wanting to or see clearly. And so it might go do that. So I'm just wondering what happened in the meditation.
Yeah. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That one, maybe more information would be good mm-hmm. to find out what meditations are like. But
right,
to get more information on that.
Okay,
you just didn't want to come back. That's what it is.
Maybe it's like it was so clear and so beautiful in whatever state you were in, and then you come back here and it's like, I really don't want to.
I don't want to focus on that.
No.
Okay. Ding dong. Sorry, Tiff.
No, it's okay. Someone was just asking if you could elaborate on what is the pyramid stuff that you were talking about.
Pyramid of light. Okay.
Yes.
That is mom found, you know, like many times in metaphysics, you'll see that people a lot of times put protection around themselves when they're doing journeys or working in things in fields or whatever. And so, and many times it's like an orb that's put around. It's, you'll just see a lot of metaphysicians do this. When mom first started doing her technique and she started contacting, when she was contacting the higher self, they told her it's to put a pyramid of light around yourself, the people, whatever, that was like the ultimate power of protection. You know, it's like, and it's not that we need protection, but when you're in that state, you might feel vulnerable. And so it helps to know that you are protected as you are going off into who knows where. But as you just saw from Drew, it is very powerful. That goes back to your belief too, you know. But yeah, like I said, I put it around the house. I mean, the thing is, you put it around your house, it is safe. If there were a burglar in the area, they would not see your house. See, it's protected. It just will not happen. You put it around your vehicles. Mom used to always have this joke, you know, she just put it around her vehicle and it would always be fine. But when she went on a trip and she'd say one of her daughters, it wasn't me, it was another daughter. When they drove the car, all of a sudden, all these things start going wrong. It's because she didn't have her protection around. That's why I put perpetual protection, perpetual pyramids around everything. But I have done that. Like if the car, you know, if there was tires or something going on, I'll put the pyramid around it just to get me where I'm going so I can get it fixed. You know, it's like, get me there. Yeah. I do it on the flights a lot. You know, you start getting that little bumpy stuff. I do it at the beginning of the flight, but if, you know, if it starts getting some turbulence and get a little bumpy, I'll kind of reinforce it. And it's like, and what I start putting out there is smooth, smooth, smooth flight. And just I'm visualizing the smooth flight where it's going and landing. So see, it's something for us as humans. We don't actually need all this protection. There's nothing to be protected from. But as humans, we are fed a lot of stuff and we're told all these things that we should fear. So we have this kind of thing that we fear a lot of things. So we feel like we need to be protected. So that's where it is gorgeous to use that as we go and go into areas that we might feel that we're vulnerable, and like in a session, a hypnosis session. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That to me, it's not about protecting. It's about just feeling safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
I did finally figure out how to see the chats. And I love the person that put ding dong. Ding dong. That's, I kind of chuckled when I saw it. So sorry. But yeah, that was good. You guys, love you guys. Now I can see all that stuff streaming up. So, okay. So, yeah, that's a great way to put in. Yeah. Ready? We're ready. One, two, three. Ding. Okay, we got to do this right. Ready? One, two, three. Ding dong. You didn't say it.
Well, because okay, let's do it another time. Okay. I'm just trying to get the hands synchronized.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
We're
close.
We're going to go to Ding Dong Camp.
Ding dong.
And we're going to get this figured out.
We are.
How do you raise your vibration and frequency?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Laugh, dance, have fun. Don't take yourself seriously. And that's legitimate. That's totally legitimate. See, that's why that's happening, is so that we are showing you. We're teaching by example.
Childlike wonderment. Just be in that silliness of a child, seeing things for the first time. Yeah. You know, one of the things that being a practitioner does is we have to ask a lot of questions, right? And even if we sit there and think we know what that answer means, it's still a good idea to say, well, what do you mean? You know, so that they're getting it in their words. And I apply that to life now. Well, why does it have to be that way? Or why does it need to look like that? Or what should I do different? Maybe I could do this. And I become this little, apparently when I was a kid, I was the, what's that? What's that? Everything.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that? What's that? And so that probably became my nickname. What's that? Mm-hmm. But bringing that piece back in, that inquisitive piece, because we're reinventing ourselves going into this fifth dimensional new earth. All the old constructs need to go bye-bye. And we're reinventing it. So what does that look like? What does that look like to not have that construct or to do it different? Or maybe I don't have to respond or react the way I used to. How do I want to respond and react now? And what if I just be lighthearted and silly about that thing that in the past would have really upset me, or right. look at it differently? Or like you said, you know, we're now I'm not looking outside of myself for that answer. I'm looking inward and finding the answer for myself so that I can be lighter that way. So a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that you said is like the childlike wonder. You watch children, they don't think things are impossible, and they just have fun and they just express themselves. They don't care about what anybody's going to think. I mean, as they get older, they start doing that starts kicking in. But look at the young ones where they're before that point. And that's, if you can mimic some of that, that raises your right up.
There it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Your assignment. Watch Frozen.
Frozen.
There's some childlike wonder.
I already forgot. I forgot the other thing.
Frozen 2, Thunder Rush or something. Something Rush. Go back, rewind. The bicycle one where he's delivering.
No. Okay.
I can't even tell you what the rest of the movie was. That was the part that stuck with me. I don't even know what the theme of the movie was. I just loved how he would look at all the different ways he could go and which one was going to serve him best. And then he would take that route. So that's the part that stuck with me. You guys might all be next week going, thanks for recommending that trashy movie. I don't even know if it was a good movie.
Why am I watching this?
You guys will all be like, why did she have us watch that? Sorry if it's not a good movie. Anyway, Premium Rush. Thank you.
Premium Rush. Thank you. Premium Rush.
I like Thunder Rush better, but okay.
There's probably a movie by that.
Too. Look, I'm getting lighter as we talk. Lightening up right here.
See? All you have to do is be here.
I'm being. If I do this, then, hey, let's see if it makes my eyes any bluer. Did that happen? All right, I'll stop. Ready? One, two.
Ding dong. Whoops.
Oh, what? Just go. Go.
You froze. You froze.
Oh, right. Goodness. Is anyone else experiencing a complete exhaustion feeling? Just absolutely exhausted despite getting sleep and napping and meditation, but yet feeling absolutely drained beyond what is normal or expected the past few weeks.
You know what? Okay, Tracy, I wanted to ask you about this, and I think this ties into that. Kaya last week mentioned, I had not heard of this, something about Jupiter going into, it was leaving Capricorn, which it had been in 250 years, and now it was entering into Aquarius. And that was like this major, you know, that's part of what all the, because Capricorn is like the old structures and all the old ways and everything. And that's a lot of the, some of the stuff that we're seeing starting to collapse, you know, it's like they're breaking away. And then that with that, it was this, that this is all a major shift. It's one of these big things that's happening. I would not doubt a bit that we're going through stuff and we're feeling it. But are you, do you have more information on that? Because you keep track of that stuff usually.
I watched that same video with Kaya and actually got my information from him too, because I haven't had time to watch videos on that one, but I think there's something going on with Pluto too, if I remember right. So between the two of them.
Well, that's the planet. Did I say something Jupiter. Else? I meant Pluto.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he mentioned Jupiter doing something too. So that would make sense. But anyways, yeah, there's this big shift in, and something that we've known for so long, and now it's going into a new sign, which is bringing in a new element to it. So that is, and also I haven't checked the Schumann resonance or the solar flares, but my goodness, you guys, when those things are spiking, I can't keep my eyes open. And it doesn't matter. I could be napping. And I've been doing it all week. Like the kids and I will go sit down and start watching a movie. And next thing I know, one of them's bumping me and, Mom, you fell asleep again. So, you know, they gave up and watched it without me and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, I can't keep my eyes open at certain points. Like if I'm not engaged in something, I'm falling asleep, nodding off. So yes, I feel it And for me, it's usually the solar flares and the, like that Schumann resonance spiking. I'm sure the planetary things, the full moon, we've got
a lot of things going on right now. Yeah.
We just will never be out of a lot of things going on because that's the age we're in. This is why we're here. We're here for this big shift, this big change. And of course, astrology is going to back that up. It's going to tell the story with us. So,
Right. And don't be surprised. Yeah. If you're tired, and this is what they've been saying this a long time. If you're tired, take a nap, go ahead and get your rest. If the body is tired, the body's trying to catch up to things, you know, and these shifts and everything, it is tiring on the body. So just let it rest.
I am seeing somebody saying dizzy and headaches, and yes, that's part of it too. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, like the headaches, the client I had on Wednesday, her headaches were coming from all the information coming in. Mm-hmm. So if that helps anyone, it probably means you're being downloaded, and you can ask them, can you slow it down or do it in a way that doesn't create a headache? Because, you know, these, when you think about it, with these extraterrestrials, these benevolent beings that are trying to help us, they don't always understand if it's causing us physical pain. They don't really get that concept because they're not in human form. They're not in this density. So they don't realize if they're giving us too much or overloading us. So we need to ask them, you know, we need to say something. And free will.
Because the reason they're doing that is because we came in with a plan. We have an agreement with them. If you're working with them and this is happening, you agreed to that. And you said, okay, at this point, remember, this is part of that plan. It's like, then give me all that information. And yeah, unless we say something, it's going to just come in at the rate that we had pre-planned to do. And it's like, yeah, bring it on, give it to me, full blast.
Yeah, I had more than one person saying, you know, I wake up and I'm still so tired. Why? And, you know, so that's one of their questions. And it's because they're doing so much work in their sleep state. Yeah. So I asked the question, well, can they do the work in the sleep state and the body still get rest? And they're like, oh, yeah, we can make those adjustments.
Yeah, what a novel idea.
They didn't know to. And so
ask.
Don't be afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. You're not putting anyone out. These guys can be with everyone all at the same time. Angels can be everywhere at the same time. They're not limited like we are. Ask. You're not putting anybody out.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You deserve it. And you're worthy and all the good things. You don't need all to carry the pain. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good question.
They've all been good questions.
We're going to get this at least once. I'm going to let you lead it.
One, two, three.
Ding dong.
See, well, you delayed. You hesitated.
10?
Yeah. It's your fault this time.
Our hands went at the same time. We just didn't say ding dong.
Okay. One, two, three.
Ding dong. That was close.
You did it.
Yeah.
Really close.
We'll just give ourselves that one.
Are people with special needs sent to us to teach us lessons?
Oh, yeah. They are learning tremendous things, and they are teaching tremendous things to anybody that comes in contact with them, and especially the ones that are in close proximity, that, you know, maybe caretakers, parents, you know, the family, the close family, that all that is agreements. These are things that were like, okay, how can we learn this the best, or whatever you wanted to come in to accomplish. And so that's that. But absolutely, these are, you know, I knew I wanted to say this at some point, because I've had a conversation with someone, and so this person may see this, where they're asking about, you know, children and things that happen, and why is that, you know, it comes up a lot in our shows, and it's a question that's asked a lot of anybody in metaphysics or in general. You know, it's like, why do children suffer? Why do things happen? Why are these things happening like that? Why, you know, when you're outside of the metaphysical world, it's like, why would God do something like that? You know, so these are all for our learning. But one thing that's big to remember is children, they may be children, they may be infants, they may be babies, they may be little people, but they have great big souls. They are big grown-up souls that live inside those bodies. So we have to remember that, you know, everybody comes in with a plan. They're all coming in with things to do, things to accomplish, things to learn, things to teach, all of that. So just because it looks like a child does not mean it is a child. It's a big grown-up soul doing some really advanced things. And where I want to go with that is many times these are advanced beings that are here being our teachers.
Yeah. So did everyone notice the little being that showed itself behind Julia in the screen? It went flittering by.
I saw it come, something go in front of my face.
Well, there was now. There was one that went behind you that just okay. went flittering on by, and it just was glowing.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to drink something so that I don't die. Maybe I'll come over here and help me. Anyway. Remember that it was when she was talking about the special children that that went by, but it just went right from the corner on up and then up right over through the crown. And it was behind you. It just went and went up. So maybe it'll show itself again. That would be cool.
Maybe. But yeah, that's
we do have it on video. So when you go in to watch the replay, because you're going to want to see it again. Yeah. Just go into that. I don't know how many minutes, about 50 minutes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Anyway, absolutely.
Very cool.
But anyway, the answer is yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to jump in because I did see a question go through here, and I know we're getting close to time. Somebody wanted to know what the process of becoming a practitioner is. What's that process? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? So can you talk people through all, you know, what does it look like to get started, the levels, and what's that all about?
Yeah, if this is something that you feel drawn to, you know, it's about helping people to discover who they really are and help them get their answers. So what we, as me personally, as and also as the company, I look for people with the passion factor, the people that want to help other people. You don't have to have any prerequisites. You don't have to have special talents or abilities or other courses that you've ever taken to be able to do this. But QHHT is quantum healing hypnosis technique that my mother created and developed over close to 50 years of her career, thousands and thousands of clients. So the process of becoming a practitioner is you take the course, number one, and we have that at QHHTofficial.com. You take the level one course, and it gives you step by step by step by step everything you need to know and do. And that's what Drew is doing right now. She's in the level one course. She's learning all the steps. And, you know, it's not a complicated system. It's, you know, it's got a lot of steps, but there's moving parts and there's things that you need to practice because it's something new. It will be new and a little bit foreign to you. So you need to practice doing it. And that's what we encourage you to do is go out and practice with your friends and family, you know, just have fun with it and then just keep going. We have other levels, level 2 and 3. And this is as you start, you go on, like once you've practiced for a while and then you want to hone your abilities. That's what level 2 is about. It's taking, now you're comfortable with the system. Now we can take and hone your skills. All right. And then from there, if you have decided that you would like to make this a career, that's where level 3 is right there for you. So if you, because that's where we can vouch for you. We know exactly what you're doing and we can say, yep, this person is doing it right. You go on the special list. They are doing it the way Dolores taught it, exactly the way, and they're doing it this way. And so we can vouch for you. So those are, and that's a definite career move when you do that. That means when you're level 3, you're like, this is my career.
Yeah.
It's just,
this is what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
This is what I do. Do you want to add anything to that?
I just am enjoying everyone jumping in that is a practitioner and saying how much they love it. And
super.
Again, it's like a family, you guys, you know, I know if you're new to this, it may be hard to understand the family piece, but get on the forum, get on the Facebook pages, interact with each other, meet each other, because you're not going to find anyone more like-minded than somebody doing the same career that you're doing. And right. You're going to have things to share with each other and sessions to share and ideas and thoughts. So get on the forum, get on the website. If you are a practitioner and you don't have a profile on the website, 100% put a profile on that website, get your face on there. That's how people find you. That's how you're going to get clients and let them know where you're at and be very findable. If you're thinking about being a practitioner, all the same advice. And, you know, you get in there, take level one. I know we're running out of time. Let's talk about the reunion real quick.
Real quick. Ibiza, Spain, October 4th to the 9th. So excited. We have it on the website now, qhhtofficial.com. It's amazing. Going to be, this is our first one in Europe for years. So we're like, we are so excited to be coming. And you know, you don't have to be a practitioner to go. I say, I'm going to do light language again. You do not have to be a practitioner to attend. There will be many practitioners there. So if you're wanting a session, that's a great place to find practitioners. So, or if you are a new practitioner and you want to practice, there we go. But you'll get all the information on the website, and we'd love to see you. Tracy, how can they find you real quick?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTofficial.com. I'm on there. Level 3 practitioner, Portland, Oregon area. And I hope to see you guys all at the reunion, right?
Yay. It'd be so fun. Yes. Anyway, love you. Love you. Love you. And can't wait till next time.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Tiff.
Thanks, Tiffy.